divorced and still alive. Mm-hmm. Miles is out about it.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. What about those little small red things that get in your skin? I had some trouble with those when I get out of the city. Little teeny bugs that get inside your skin. Little red things. Sometimes when you walk in the woods. You know what those are? Mm. Do you ever have trouble with those? Cause little bites on you.
They bite you, man.
Yeah, but you don't feel them bite you, but then, you know, they get inside your skin. I think they get red because they suck your blood. I'm not sure. Little tiny thing.
No, I don't say we have like that, but a circus bug is they in the kind of stagnated water, and they call a leak.
Oh, yeah.
They're about something that long. And if they get a hold of me, the only way you can get shit up and pull them off. Now, that the leak will do that. He'll suck the blood. But he gets in you awful, kind of up here, around stagnated water, like a pond. Sometimes the leak is there. And he's about that long, black. He'll bite you.
I was thinking, I'm not sure what they're called. I've heard them called a few things, but they're like about the size of the head of a pin. You can hardly even see them.
Oh, you may be thinking about a chigger.
Yeah, you have trouble with that?
Oh, yes, we have the chigger. And also have the tick. What's known as the big, you get on dog, or he'd get on a human person, and he'll, of a night, I guess is the way he gets, he'll get stuck there, and we have what is called the Texas tick, too. They're dangerous ticks, but they'll cause a disease to set up. We don't have too many of them. We used to have a lot of them among our cattle. And our cattle was quarantined once. They didn't show Texas tick. And they would suck the cattle to death and cause them to die. But a big chigger, he's a speck, very small.
Not poisonous insects, but sometimes there's poisonous plants.